coming up on episode number 637. We continue the Coverville Countdown 2009 with numbers 30 all the way down to number 21. And you know, you might just catch some wild horses running up that hill in this episode. All that and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Friday night. Wow, it is, it's been a while since I've done a Friday night show. It's Christmas. It's December 25th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another installment of the Coverville Countdown 2009. This is, boy, talk about easy shows. You know, the all-request shows, you know, I put together the songs that you request, but I have to decide what order they're going to work best in and which songs I'm going to pull in. But these shows, these are a piece of cake. Basically, I just give you the chance to nominate your favorite songs of 2009, your favorite cover songs. Then I put them all on a big list. I give them to you to vote on. And then I assemble them all by ranking from number 40 all the way down to number 1, counting down your favorite cover songs of 2009. Of course, these songs come from all over. From the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. They're not just from this year, but these are the ones you voted on this year, and that's what makes it special. All right, on today's show, we're going to listen to, like I said, number 30 all the way down to number 21. We're also going to find out how you can win a copy of Tune Up for your iTunes, which will help label some of those unlabeled tracks that you might have in your library. You know, the ones called Track 1 with Unknown Artist. Oh, one of my favorite performers of all time, Unknown Artist. Mm. And we'll also find out about the Strummaster guitar, another fine sponsor of Coverville. But music is why we are all here. And let's go ahead and kick things off with number 30 in the countdown. A brand new appearance in the countdown, because this song came out this year, and it's one of those songs that has a great YouTube video that goes along with it. So if you have not checked out the video for this, you must do it. It's a tribute to American Psycho with Christian Bale and starring Miles Fisher, who made an appearance on Mad Men this last year. Check it out. Here's his cover of Talking Heads' Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place.
Home is where I want to be, but I guess I'm already there. I come home. She lifted up her wings. I guess that this must be the place. Home did up one test on where I am already. Home did up one test on where I am already. Home did up one test on where I am already. Home did up one test on
is where I want to be. Pick me up and must be the place. I can't tell one from another. Did I find you or you find me? There was a time before we were born. If someone asks, this is where I'll be. Where I'll be. Hi-yo, we drift in and out. Hi-yo, sing into my mouth. Out of all those kinds of people, you've got a face with a few. I'm just an animal looking for a home and share the same space for a minute or two. And you love me till my heart stops.
Already.
Love me till I'm dead. Eyes that light up, eyes that look through. Cover up the blank spots, hit me on the head. And ooh, 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 ooh.
The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me. And love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. And sing me anything. The book of love is long and boring. Been written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things. And you
from a war that must be won in the name of truth. With our soldiers so brave, your freedom we will save. With our rifles and grenades and some help from God. And I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. You just can't believe the joy I did receive when I finally got my leave and I was going home. Oh, I flew sky and my convictions could not lie. For my country I would die, and I will see it soon. And I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so long, you see.
Love Vigilantes. Now, there's a song for me that has two different interpretations, and it wasn't until recently that I heard about the second one and thought, oh yeah, maybe that's it. But I always thought it was that the soldier comes home from war and finds his wife looking at a letter, you know, saying that he was dead, but it turned out to be a mistake, and she surprised him, or he surprised her, and that's kind of the positive interpretation of that song. But recently it was brought to light that, oh, yeah, okay, so maybe he's a ghost, and he's, you know, he died in the war, he comes home as a ghost, and he sees his wife reading the note, and she's unconscious on the floor from shock, which I guess probably makes a little bit more sense, but maybe is, I don't know, you think, which interpretation do you guys subscribe to? Let me know. Put it in the comments or email me. Let me know what you think. Love Vigilantes right there by Iron and Wine covering New Order. That's actually something I played way back on show 588, and people loved it enough to want to request it for the countdown. Very, very cool song. That one came out this year in the Around the Well album by Iron and Wine. Before that, Mike Doty with his interpretation of the Magnetic Fields' Book of Love. That comes from his 2008 album, Golden Delicious. What a great song. I love the juxtaposition of the negativity towards love with the expression of love that he gives to the object of the song. And then we started off the set with Naive Melody by Miles Fisher. This one was a self-release, I think available as a free download from his website. Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place, from Miles Fisher, a cover, of course, of The Talking Heads. All right, well, Coverville tonight and all of the Coverville Countdown is brought to you by TuneUp Media. This is such a cool product. Basically, it hooks up to your iTunes library and starts looking through all of your songs, and it says, oh, okay, here you've got a track that's labeled as track 7 by unknown artist. Well, it's really, you know, it's really Sexy Boy by Air. Or it goes down and says, oh, you know, your version of Love Vigilantes by Iron and Wine doesn't have album art. Well, let me fix that. Boop, 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 and it fixes that. Not only that, but it goes much deeper and actually opens up so many more avenues for the way you enjoy your music. For example, it hooks up with something called Tuniverse, which allows you to view YouTube videos for the songs in your library. So, you know, maybe you didn't know that there was a really cool video for Naive Melody by Miles Fisher, which I played earlier in the show. Bam, you have TuneUp. You see it right there in the sidebar. You can click it and view it right there in that window without even having to open a web browser. How cool is that? And if you are a fan of live music, if you like going out to see shows, well, it hooks you up with that as well by telling you when the bands in your library are coming to a venue near you. So you can actually go and see a Miles Fisher concert or a Nico Case concert or something that you probably, you know, may not have heard about otherwise. All of that is available from TuneUp Media. TuneUp is the name of the software. TuneUpMedia.com is the web address. But as a Coverville listener and a listener to the Coverville Countdown, you have a chance to win your very own copy of the software. What you need to do is go back to episode 1 of the Countdown, which is number 636, episode 636. It's the one right before this one. Listen to that and listen for Tristan's headphone karaoke. Basically, we put some headphones on Tristan, gave him some lyrics, and had him try and sing along with the songs, some songs he'd never heard before. And so the results are kind of funny. And Tristan's standing right over here. You're a much better singer than that makes you sound, dude.
I know.
Okay. So listen to that. That was in the previous episode, episode number 636. Listen to it. Identify the 5 songs. Listen to all the details on how you can win a copy of TuneUp from TuneUpMedia.com. All right, let's get back into the music here. And man, this one sounds familiar as well. Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus, covered here by Kolokny Brothers and Scala Choir. This one has been on the Coverville Countdown a couple times. In 2006, it was number 19. In 2007, it was number 15. And this year, it's number 27 in the Coverville Countdown. Here is Scala Choir with the Kolokny Brothers and Teenage Dirtbag.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. The Sundays with their cover of the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses, a song that was originally like released maybe a month before the Rolling Stones version by the Flying Burrito Brothers, but no, still has to be called a Rolling Stones original. Wild Horses by the Sundays from their album Blind, which came out in 1992. Another one that's been on the countdown before. Number 28 in 2004, Wild Horses. Before that, one that is brand new to both the countdown and to Coverville, but a lot of Cure fans out there saw this on the list and said, oh yeah, great song, Catch by the Devicks. Originally by The Cure, this one you'll find on the great cover tribute album, Just Like Heaven, A Tribute to The Cure, which came out at the very end of 2008. Absolutely a must if you are a Cure fan. This is the best Cure tribute CD out there, hands down. Just Like Heaven, A Tribute to The Cure, with the Devicks and their cover of Crash. And then we start off the set with Teenage Dirtbag by Scala Choir and Kolachny Brothers from the album that's just attributed to Scala called On the Rocks, but it is part of the Scala and Kolachny Brothers library. Another one that's been on the countdown a couple times, as I mentioned. And let me tell you a little bit about another sponsor to today's show, the Strum Master, the ultimate guitar hero and Rock Band controller for your PlayStation 3. This is a real guitar. No. Not a plastic one. Not a little junky, smash on the floor, Jimi Hendrix style plastic guitar. No. This is a real solid wood guitar. They took the insides out, took the guitar guts out, and put in the Rock Band and Guitar Hero guts. That sounds horrible, doesn't it? And and hooked it up so that you could use it wirelessly with your PlayStation 3 to play either Guitar Hero or Rock Band. It works with, actually, I take that back, both with the PlayStation 2 and the PlayStation 3. It's got a rosewood neck, realistic pickups, chrome-plated bridge and frets, chrome-plated tuning pegs on the headstock. I mean, this is, for all intents and purposes, minus the strings, as close to a real guitar as you can get without it being a real guitar. And this is great. If you've got if you've got someone in your household who is interested in learning how to play the guitar but maybe is just kind of whetting their appetite with Rock Band or Guitar Hero right now, this is the great stepping stone to take them to that next level, to maybe go out and get some guitar lessons and learn how to play the real thing. Very cool. You'll find it at strummaster.com. And of course, because you are a Coverville listener, you get 10% off of your order and free shipping if you use the coupon code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Hey, that's my name. And just use that and you'll get 10% off your order from strummaster.com. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. Picking up with number 24 on the list. I haven't been saying the numbers, have I? Oh, well, you can look at the show notes and see that. Number 24 on the Coverville Countdown, Running Up That Hill. This is such a great track, and again, another one that's been on the countdown. Number 16 in 2004, number 32 in number 2007 this year. Right in the middle of those, number 24, Placebo, covering Kate Bush. Here is Running Up That Hill.
You and me won't be Life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping out on the street. Traffic stops jumping, folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taken and no give. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. Well, it's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Working 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear that sometimes that man is out to get me. Let your dream just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You've got dreams he's never gonna take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taken and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. Well, it's a no to drive you crazy if you let it. Working 9 to 5, yeah, they've got you where they want you. There's a better life, and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. You spend your whole life putting money in his wallet. We rent little rooms that are too small to die in. If you measured out really, they're too small to cry in. But we go on, and we just keep trying to squeeze all our tears within these walls. And all these walls will fall too someday, and we'll pack up our stuff in the usual way, and we'll head out to the subway and the pedway and the highway and find the skyline has gone some suit and tie way and rent a new room with a hardwood floor and learn the new tune of a knock at a new front door and scream out, I don't want to move anymore, and find new ways of putting all the things in the drawers, and I'll get that job that'll pay off my loan, and maybe this month they won't have to shut off my phone, and maybe slowly I'll learn to drown out the tone of everything inside me that tells me to roam, and I'll settle down. And I'll buy me a home made of footprints and paper and money and stone and deck chairs and carpets and speakerphones. None of that's gonna keep me from dying alone. So let's you and me, baby, ditch this 9-to-5 shit. I've got no money saved and don't know where to get it, but with your good looks and with my quick wit, I bet we'll get somewhere quick. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9-to-5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taken in, no give. They just use your mind, and they never give you credit. Well, it's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Working 9-to-5, if they got you where they want you, there's a better life, and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. You spend your whole life putting money in his wallet.
Because the night belongs to us.
closing out our show with an iconic cover performance there by 10,000 Maniacs, their cover of Because the Night, a song that was written by Patti Smith. Oh, nice ending there. Written by Patti Smith, performed by Patti Smith first, but also very famously covered by Bruce Springsteen. You'll find that version on Campfire Songs, the popular, obscure, and unknown recordings, disc one. It's a compilation, a 10,000 Maniacs compilation that it's got some of their hits as well as some of their B-sides and singles, and a great cover on there of, oh, what was it? It's got Billy Bragg, Hello in There by John Prine, Billy Bragg on guitar there, a very cool cover that you'll find also on that album. Before that, 9 to 5, originally by Dolly Parton, covered there by one-time Mac spokesman, Switch campaign spokesperson Janie Porsche, from her album The Laws of Average. I don't know where you can find that anymore. It used to be a free download from her site, but I don't know if that's still available anywhere else. Before that, Petra Hayden with her cover of the Bellamy Brothers' Let Your Love Flow. That was released this year as part of a Toyota, what was it, the Prius, I think, campaign for the 2010 Toyota Prius. Those great a cappella recordings by Petra Hayden, which she's really getting known for. They're overshadowing her her work with That Dog, at least for new listeners, for modern listeners. They may not realize that she's actually had quite a great musical career prior to her a cappella work. And then Placebo start off that set with Running Up That Hill. Now, you can find that on an import bonus disc for Sleeping With Ghosts that came out in 2003. You can also find it as a bonus track on their live album, Meds, which is the one I'm going to link to in the show notes. So you can find a copy of that on Amazon. I don't think you previously were able to download that on Amazon as an individual track, but now you can, and you can get that as part of the Meds album by Placebo. Well, and that is going to take us right to the halfway mark of the Coverville Countdown for the first two episodes. Thanks for joining us. We will be back next time taking you through number 20 all the way down to number 11, and then the final episode right before the end of the year, taking you from 10 all the way down to number 1 to see what was the most voted on cover song of the Coverville 2009 Cover Countdown. You want to get in touch with me? Easy to do it. Email me, Brian. No, it's not. It's Coverville @gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message or your comments in the show notes of this or any other episode over on Coverville.com. You'll also find a cover song search database and cover videos from YouTube, all sorts of great stuff. Check it out at Coverville.com. Merry Christmas, and we'll be back in just a couple days with part 3 of the Coverville Countdown. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time, and happy holidays. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.